Welcome to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are, Aliyah Chamishi. Here we go. Vatetzel Dina Basleil Asher Yala de Yaakov Leros Bivinosa Arts. And Dina, daughter of Leah, who she gave birth to Yaakov, went out to go see the daughters of the land. She asks why the daughter of Leah and not the daughter of Yaakov, but because she went out in the same way that Leah went out. She is called a Yatzanis. Yatzanis seems that there's an outgoing personality. If you are comparing, you know, Yaakov's at least initial personality is somebody who sits in the tents, and Leah is the one who goes out to greet Yaakov before Yisachar is born, is conceived and then born. Then she goes out. So Rashi says it focuses on this midah of going out in that same way that Dina went out to go speak with the daughters of the land. Vayarosa Shchem ben Chamor Hachivi Nesi Haaretz Vayikachosa Vishkavosa Vianea. And Shchem, son of Chamor, the Hivitite, prince of the land, took her and raped her and afflicted her. V'tidbach nafsho b'dina bas Yaakov v'yehava es ha'nara v'yedaber el lev ha'nara. And he felt very connected to her, to Dina bas Yaakov, and he loved her, and he spoke to her heart. Rashi says, what does it mean, spoke to her heart? He was trying to settle her heart, to show her how financially stable he was. Look, your father has a little bit of land. I am the prince of this entire land and all these fields. You can come be my princess and be part of this great real estate empire. Vayomer Shchem el Chamor Aviv, and Shchem said to Chamor his father, Kachli es yalada hazos leisha. He said, take for me this girl as my wife. Vayakov shama kitime es Dina. Dina Vito, Uvanav Hayua es Miknehu Basada Vechrish Yaakovad Boam. And Yaakov heard that Dina had been raped, and his sons were still out with the livestock in the field, and he was silent until he came home. Vayitzi Chamor Avi Shchem El Yaakov Ledaberito. And Chamor, father of Shchem, went to Yaakov to speak with him. Vini Yaakov Bao Mina Sadek Yishem Om Vithyatzvu Hanashim Vaychalehem Meod. And the children of Yaakov came from the field when they heard, and they all got together, and they were very angry. Ki navla asavi Yisrael, because this is a terrible thing to be done in Yisrael. Ishkov es bas Yaakov vechein lo taaseh, to rape the daughter of Yaakov, and this is not done. Rashi, of course, asks the question, what do you mean, and this is not done? You just said that this is a bad thing, so why are you telling me now that this is not done? And Rashi continues to say that you don't go around raping unmarried women. That part of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach is that there is such a concept known as matrimony, and that you don't just go out and rape a woman, but you go and you create a household with her. V'yedaber chamor itam le'mor shchem b'ni chashkav nafsho bevitechem tnu na osa l'isha. And Chamor spoke with them, saying, my son Shchem, his soul desires your daughter. Please give her to us as a wife. V'yishatnu osanu b'vnosenu b'vnosechem, and we will marry with you. We will marry your daughters. B'vnosechem titnu lanu b'vnosenu tikach lachem. You'll give us your daughters, and our daughters you will take as wives. V'itanu teshvu v'aretz tiel lifnechem, and you will dwell with us, and the land is before you. Shvu osachrua v'chezu aba. Go and buy it, and hold and grab a hold of it. V'yomer shchem el avia v'el achea em tzachen be'enechem asher tomru elai eten. And then Shchem said to her father and to her brothers, I hope to find chen, grace in your eyes, that you'll say to me that I can marry her. V'harbu alai me'od mohar u'matan ve'etna k'asher tomru elai, and I will give her lots and lots of money, however much you say. Usnuli esanara leisha. please give her to me to be a wife. V'yanu b'nei Yaakov es Shechem v'yeschamu raviv b'mirma v'yidaber asher timeh es dina achosam. And the children of Yaakov said to Shechem and Chamor, his father, in a sneaky type of way, and they spoke that he raped their Dina, their sister. V'yomru aleihem lo nuchal asos adavar hazel aseses achosenu li'ish asher lo orla. And they said to him, to Shechem and Chamor, that we cannot do this thing, to give our sister to a man who is uncircumcised. Ki cherpa hilanu, because it is embarrassing for us. It's something disgusting for us, due to, as we can imagine, the bris of Avram Avinu. Ach bezos neos lachem. But this is what you can do. Im tiu chamonu lihimol lachem kol zachar. But this is what you could do, if you can go and you can have all of your males circumcised. V'nasanu espinoseinu lachem, and we will give our daughters to you. V'espinoseichem nikach lanu, and your daughters we will take as wives. V'yashvu itchem v'ayinu la'am echad, and you will dwell with us, and we will be like one people. V'im lo sishmu ne'elenu lehimol, and if you don't listen to us to be circumcised, lakachnu bitenu v'alachnu, we will take our daughter and we will leave. Rashi notes how when Shechem and Chamor are talking to the Bnei Yaakov, they're saying the most important thing is that you'll take our daughters as wives. And when they're talking to the Bnei Shechem of the town, that they're saying that no, that we will take their daughters. V'yitvu divrehem be'enei Chamor be'enei Shechem ben Chamor. And the matters were very good in the eyes of Chamor and Shechem the son of Chamor. V'lo V'lo echa hanar la'asos ha'davar ki chafetz bevas Yaakov v'hu nichbad mikol beis aviv. And he did not wait any time because he really wanted Dina. And he was very honored in all of the house of his father. V'yavo chamor u'shchem b'no al shar Iram, and they went to the chamor and Shechem his son to the gate of their city. V'yidabru el anshe Iram le'mor, and they spoke to the people of the city, saying, "Hanashim ha'ela shleimim hem itano," that the people here are going straight with us, they're going whole with us. V'yashvu ba'aretz v'yischuro osav ha'aretz v'hinei rachavas yadayim lifnehem. They will dwell with us in the land, and they will buy it, and the land will be spread out in front of them. As benosam nikachlanu, we will take their daughters as well as lenashim. As benoseinu nitan lehem, and we will give our daughters to them as wives. The Rashi says that they are belev shalom, and they're with shalom with us. They are fully at peace with us, and you guys won't lose anything. And they're just going to bring a lot of business to the region. Ach bezos yasula lanu anashim lashevet itanu lihios laamechad bihimolanu kol zachar kasher hem nimolim. It's just one little thing that they need to do in order that they can dwell with us, to be like one nation, that they need to circumcise every male, like, because they are also all circumcised. Miknehem, v'kinenehem, v'kol behem tam halo lanu him. All of their possessions and all of their animals will be ours. Ach neosalahem v'yashvu itanu. This is that one little condition, and they will dwell with us. And indeed, the people heeded Chamor and Shechem, all those who go out in their city. Anyone who came, comes back and forth in the gates of their city. We're circumcised. Vayhi biyom ha'shlishi biyosam ko'avim vaykach shnei v'nei Yaakov Shimon v'Levi achei Dina ish charbo v'yavo al ha'ir betach v'yargu kol zachar. And it was on the third day, while they were still in pain from the circumcision, the two sons of Yaakov, Shimon and Levi, brother of Dina, took their swords and they came to the city with security, betach, sure of themselves, and they killed every male. Rashi says, "What do you need to tell me, the two sons of Yaakov? We kind of know this already." And Rashi answers, "Well, because they didn't act like sons of Yaakov. They acted like independently. They acted like themselves. Why are they called the brothers of Dina? Because it also seems a little extraneous. Because they were standing up for her. They put themselves in danger for her. So they demonstrated the family tie. What do you mean that they were sure of themselves? Well, either number one, Rashi says, because well, everybody was hurting, so you know you don't have to worry that much about anyone fighting back. Or also, they were depending on the blessings of Avram and Yitzchak that they would be able to be able to fight these people. And they killed Chamor and Shechem with their swords. And they took Dina from the house of Shechem and they left. And the children of Yaakov came and came to the corpses and they despoiled the city that raped their sister. And the sheep and the cattle and the donkeys and everything in the city that was in the city they took. And he took the women and the children as slaves as captives, and they despoiled everything that was in the house. And Yaakov said to Shimon and Levi, what have you done to me? You come and you totally destroyed me in the eyes of the land. We're a small little family, and they'll come gather together and kill me and destroy me and my house. Rashi says that you've muddied the waters, as it were. Rashi adds that there is a tradition, even though the Canaanim had, that they would fall at the hands of Yaakov, but they didn't know when it would be. So since they didn't seem to be much of a challenge, so they, you know, at this point with a small little group, they didn't bother with them. But now, you know, seeing how formidable Levi and Shimon were, that they took out an entire city, now it's going to be a big problem. Because we're a small little group of people, and why did you do this to me, Levi and Shimon? And they responded to Yaakov. They said, "So what? So our sister should be treated as a prostitute?" And Hashem, Midas Adin, says to Yaakov, get up, go to Beis El, and dwell there, and make him his Mizbeach there, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to God who appeared to you as you fled from Esav, your brother. Rashi adds that it's time for you to fulfill the promise you made as you were leaving initially, all the way back in Parshas Vayetze, that to come true, fulfill your oath and build that mizbeach in Beis El and dwell there. For Yom Yaakov el Beiso veel Kol Asher Imo veesiru Kol Elokei Elhei Nechar Asher Besochachem vehitaru veachlifu simosechem. And Yaakov said to his household, to get rid of, and everybody who was with him, get rid of any foreign gods that you have, and clean your clothing, and purify your clothing. What does that mean? Because they just plundered entire idol-worshipping city. So I'll go through and see what is actually having to do with idol worship and get rid of it. And maybe you have any priestly vestments in your possession. Get rid of it. We're coming to Eretz Yisrael, and we have to be very careful about Avodas Kochavim. V'nakuma v'nala beisel. We're going to go up to Beis El, and we're going to make a mizbeach there to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who appeared to me on my day of trouble, and he was with me in the way that in the entire path that I walked. And they gave to Yaakov all of the foreign gods that were in their possession and the rings in their ears, and Yaakov buried them under the tree, which is by Shechem. And Hashem caused fear to fall upon all of the cities that were surrounding them, and they did not chase after the children of Yaakov. Vayavo Yaakov Luza Asher Be'eretz Kanan Hi Beis El Huhu V'chol Ha'am Asher Imo. And Yaakov came to Luz in Eretz Kanan, which is Beis El, both he and the people with him. Vayiven Sham Mizbeach V'ikra L'makom El Beis El Ki Sham Niglor Lav Elokim B'varcho Mibnei Achiv. And he built a Mizbeach there and called it the place Beis El, because that's where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to him, to Yaakov, when he was fleeing from his brother. Vatama Devora Meinekes Rivka V'tikavir Mitachas LeBeis El Tachas HaAlon V'Krashmo Alon Bachut. And Devora, the nursemaid of Rivka, died, and she was buried under Beis El by there is a tree, and he called it the Tree of Crying, the Alon Bachut. Rashi asks us, why is all of a sudden this Devora, nurse of Rivka, showing up over here? That Rivka said that she will send for Yaakov when it's safe to come home, and indeed Rivka did send her, and this is Devora who's walking them back, but she didn't make it all the way back home to Beersheva afterwards, so she died over there. Under Beis El, is the expression that's used in the Pasuk. Rashi explains that Beis El is on a mountain, and this is buried at the foot of the mountain. We might think that the word Alon means tree, which definitely could sound like it, because it sounds like a tree, like a Nilan. And in fact, the Radak does make that point, but Rashi is saying that it's a Falzunklus who says that it is a plain instead. So the plain of crying. And why is it called the plain of crying? Because also that at that time it was also revealed to Yaakov that his mother had passed away as well. However, answering the yet a question which comes on that question is that why then didn't we have a pasuk telling us the death of Rivka? And the Rashi says that the Mikra hides the death of Rivka so that people don't know her yurtzeit or where she's buried, so they shouldn't say, cursed is the one who gave birth to Esav. Vayira Elokim el Yaakov od bevo mipadan aram vayivarach oso. And Hashem revealed himself to Yaakov again when he came from Padan Aram, and he gave him a bracha. Vayomar lo Elokim, shimcha Yaakov lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael yeh shemecha v'yikra es shemo Yisrael. He said that your name will no longer be Yaakov, but rather it will be Yisrael, and Yisrael will be your name. The word Od Rashi refers to is Beit El, as he left Beit El and as he returns to Beit El. This is the second time Hashem is speaking to him in the same place. Additionally, Hashem blessed him with the Birkas of Elim, that he should have Nechama. And we're replacing this name of trickery and heel to a Lashon. His new name, Yisrael, reflects a princely state. Sarah is a prince, as opposed to Yaakov, which means like the ankle, the heel. And as a result, we're switching you from being downtrodden to being uploifted. For Yomer lo Elokim ani kel shakai prayer reveg goy ukahal goyim yihyeh mimeka ma'olacha mechalatzecha yitzu. And Hashem said to him, I am Kel Shakai. You will be fruitful, increase a nation, and a congregation of nations will be from within you. And not only that, but kings will come from your loins. What does it mean, Kel Shakai? This is a new usage of Hashem's name. We haven't seen it since Avram. Kel Shakai means that I am enough. I'm enough to give the brachas. Binyamin has not been born yet. So that's why he'll still have the blessing of being fruitful and multiply. And the one nation is Binyamin. The nations is Menashe and Ephraim, because they're going to come from Yosef. And the kings, the Malachim, are Shaul and Ishbosheth, which are also from Binyamin, that Binyamin wasn't born yet. Another explanation of the word nations is that your descendants will be as many as the 70 nations. That's why Goy v'Goyim, there'll be that nations, like the 70 nations, so that they're the 70 children of Yaakov, or 70 members of Yaakov's family that will descend to Mitzrayim. Thank you so much for listening.